KBIA. It's KBIA 91.3 FM. The university has started a new program and a new position of university ombudsman and selected to be the first person to hold that role here at the university, Dr. Pamela Bruzina. And she is our guest today, and we're going to find out more about what has already been an interesting career here at the University of Missouri that's now taking a new term with this position. And Dr. Bruzina, welcome. It's great to talk to you today.
Thank you, Darren. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Let's start with the obvious one. What does the ombudsman do?
So the ombudsman, actually, we have decided to go with ombudsperson or ombuds.
Okay.
And here we've created one that's specific to faculty. So this role serves tenure track and non-tenure track faculty. And it's really another resource for faculty to turn to when they have an issue or a concern and maybe they just want to talk something through with somebody or see what resources are available to them, what options they might have in helping them solve their concern.
There are a lot of different groups with varying levels of, I don't want to say power, but influence on campus. And one of them is the faculty. And I know from personal experience that faculty sometimes don't feel like their voice gets heard. You're kind of serving as an advocate or at least a sounding board to hear what they are saying and help them determine what needs to happen next.
That's right. Okay. So the role is more of a sounding board than an advocate. So the role exists for faculty, but I'm a neutral, which means I'm there to solve the problem and not make any sort of determinations or take sides. But yes, absolutely exists for faculty to be heard.
I mentioned that you will be the first ombudsperson on the campus. What, as you understand it, was kind of the thinking behind creating this position?
So it's been a few years coming. I know faculty council has been talking about this for a while, and I think it really was to have another, you already kind of touched on it, outlet or resource for faculty. You said sometimes they don't feel heard, and I think that's a big function of this position.
And just, and I've talked about it before, but just to clarify, when I say from personal experience, my parents were both professors. And so I don't, you have to be neutral. I don't come at this from a neutral standpoint.
Okay.
I'm on the professor's side most of the time when stuff like this happens,
sure.
Just because I grew up with a whole house full of them. Tell me about when you hear this, being the first person in this position, kind of what you have seen from other schools, and you say, yeah, we want to do something like they're doing at school A.
Yes. So what I have learned is there's a huge variation in the role across higher education. So some places have an ombuds that serves students, staff, and faculty. Some have one that's specific to students. Some have only, you know, faculty and staff. And offices are structured very differently. So some ombuds offices, there's multiple ombuds people serving in that role. And people do things differently as far as, you know, how the actual physical office works. So, you know, where's the space located? People have done things like that differently. Some institutions have charters, which is sort of an agreement between the ombudsperson and the institution of what the role is going to be and what it's not going to be. And that's something that I think is important. In addition to looking at what other institutions have done, we have been very committed to making this role consistent with the International Ombuds Association Standards of Practice and Code of Ethics. So I did an intensive training with that organization, and that's been very helpful. So really wanting to make sure that we're consistent with their standards.
University of Missouri ombudsperson Pamela Bruzina is with us. I said University of Missouri. Is this for the Columbia campus or is this for University of Missouri writ large?
It's for the Columbia campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know offhand, just out of curiosity, if they're going to be doing a similar program at the other three campuses?
I know that they have an ombudsperson at UMKC and UMSL, and I'm pretty sure of that, and I'm not sure about Rolla.
Okay. Just out of curiosity there. We're talking again with Pamela Brezina. Let's back up just a little bit and kind of tell the story of how you got here. You're a professor of nutrition and exercise physiology with Kafner and the School of Medicine.
That's right.
And how long have you been here at Mizzou?
I've been at Mizzou since 2000.
Okay. And teaching nutrition and exercise physiology. And you are also, I'm going to find the piece of paper with this here, faculty athletics representative. And everybody knows I'm a big sports guy, so that's also an interesting part of the role you serve.
It is, yes.
And that comes from your own experience. And I want you to tell your story, because for people that care about intercollegiate athletics and about the student athletes that we have in our lives, yours is like the dream story, a walk-on athlete who graduated with honors and became a top athlete and student and PhD and now university ombudsperson. You were at Wisconsin, right?
Yes, I was at Wisconsin. I ran track and cross country in high school and sort of by chance was invited to walk on to the Wisconsin track and cross country team, which at that time in the mid-80s, a long time ago, was a national power, winning national championships. And it was really an amazing experience, a lot of growth as an athlete and growth as a person. And by my senior year, I was an All-American.
What event?
I ran the 5,000 was my best event, yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
And so when we say faculty athletics representative, there is, I think, for a lot of people that, you know, go to the games and know the words to fight Tiger and all of that stuff, but maybe don't really understand the lifestyle that is required of student athletes, that was required of student athletes then, and probably is even more complicated in 2023.
Yes, it is a lot more complicated now than it was then. Student athletes have so many demands on their time and such high expectations put on them that it can be really stressful, but also an amazing time in their lives.
Pam, tell me about the point at which you went from being a student at the University of Wisconsin who was, you know, getting ready for the next track meet or the next midterm or whatever was in your immediate view, and becoming Professor Brezina.
Well,
I knew there was going to be a good story here. I just saw in your face, there's a story here.
Yeah, and this is a story. I'm glad you asked that question. This is a story that I like to tell the student athletes. Sometimes they feel a lot of pressure to have everything all figured out. Life plan all figured out, right? And it's okay if you don't, and life is a journey. So I was finishing up my time as a student athlete, and I had not put a lot of thought into what I was going to do next, which is not atypical.
Sure.
And especially when you're so focused on sports in school. And it turned out that, you know, I like school. I was pretty good at school, so I decided to go to graduate school. I had been a biochemistry major. I wanted to do something a little more applied. That partly came from my athletics experience. So, yeah. So I applied to the nutritional sciences program at Wisconsin as a master's student. They said, well, you don't have to do a master's. You can do a PhD. Why don't you just apply the PhD program? So I did that. Then I'm a PhD student. Then I'm working on my PhD for 6 years. And then I'm graduating with a PhD. And then after that, you do a postdoc. So I did a postdoc at Cornell. And then after that, you become a professor, right? So it just sort of unfolded in front of me. It wasn't something that I had planned.
You didn't step into Madison as a brand new baby freshman and say, I want to go be a professor.
Never.
Okay.
Never. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's been a absolutely wonderful career, and I'm very happy with how things turned out.
That's got to be a useful teaching moment for a lot of students, because one of the things, you know, to use a hackneyed sports cliche, you got to hit what's pitched. And very, very few student athletes I have ever met came onto this campus with a plan and had everything go exactly the way they had planned
out. That's absolutely right. Another fun part of the story is the first time I was ever in Columbia, Missouri, I was here as part of the Wisconsin track team as a freshman competing at a meet in Hearns. And I, you know, at that point, I never imagined that I would come back here and live the rest of my life here. So it's kind of a full circle story in multiple ways, and it's pretty cool.
Pamela Brusina is our guest. She is the ombudsperson for the University of Missouri, the first person to hold that position. One of the things in the release from the university that it mentioned about the role that you will play in this is helping address faculty conflicts at early stages and suggest appropriate resolutions. There's a lot of different directions that can go with that. Is this a conflict between one professor and another, between one professor and a dean or a provost or administrator or a student or students? That's a lot to juggle, isn't it?
It is a lot to juggle. And I think one really good way to think about the ombudsperson role is that it's a collaboration of problem solving. So it's working together with the faculty member to brainstorm possible courses of action to deal with conflict. And it's really then once we have those options, the faculty member gets to decide what they want to do. So I'm not there to give advice or tell people what to do. It's to help them think of all possibilities so they don't feel kind of stuck and with no course of action.
To maybe just kind of jump up and down on that topic for a second, I know for a fact that when you talk to a professor, they're going to have a department chair, they're going to have a dean, they're going to have a provost, they're going to have a university president, and the point at which they get told there are options here and the decision is yours, that's got to be pretty empowering for them.
Yes, absolutely. And that's really a goal of the role, is that faculty members will feel empowered, for sure. Another important thing I think that's worth mentioning and emphasizing is that the conversations that I have with faculty are confidential unless they want otherwise.
Okay.
So they can come to me in complete confidence. The only exception is if there's something I'd have to report to the Office of Institutional Equity because I am a mandated reporter.
Right.
But other than that, we can talk about whatever they want, and it stays in the room with me.
And that's true for most of us on campus that work with other people or work with students, just for everybody's safety. And there's things that you're required to report. But otherwise, you're kind of given the opportunity for them to come in and they're ticked off about something and get it off of their chest without going in and screaming at somebody that has the power to fire them, which
yes,
you don't want to do.
Yes, or talking to a colleague about it, and then, you know, the colleague tells somebody else that somebody was complaining about something, and then it causes another mess, right?
There are an awful lot of people on this campus with an awful lot of education, but we're all still people, and we're all still going to have our disagreements with one another. We are talking again with the new university ombudsperson, Pamela Brusina. Dr. Brusina, we've talked about the fact that there is a structure, as you know, any organization of this size is going to have. Tell me just a little bit about the guts and glue of this office, who you're going to be working for, and where it fits within the whole machine of the University of Missouri.
Yes. So the recommendation from the International Ombuds Association is that an ombudsperson report to the highest, level of the organization. So I report directly to the provost in this case, and there are no other reporting lines that I have.
Okay.
So that's another key tenet of the role, is that it's independent, and that's how that's accomplished.
And Dr. Amchon kind of worked with others in putting the position together and deciding that this was an office that would be useful for the university to have.
That's right. She was a very strong supporter of having an ombudsperson.
It's got to be a little bit encouraging to have that vote of confidence
yes.
for the office and the idea of what you're trying to do there.
Absolutely.
That's
yes.
fantastic. You have also served in other roles on campus, including an equity resolution panel and chaired the Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity Committee. As everybody who reads the newspaper or listens to the news is aware, those are some dainty topics on campuses right now. And kind of talk to me about where we are in that right now, because there had to be some pretty immediate and overarching decisions made. But some of what's kind of going on in that division right now is just let's wait and see what happens, isn't it?
It is, I think. And we have really had the mindset of we're going to keep, you know, functioning as we've been functioning as we're waiting and to see what's going to happen.
There's going to be some further guidance, whether it comes from D.C. or Jefferson
That's
City
right.
or wherever.
That's
and,
right.
you know, you kind of have to, as we said before, hit what's pitched and
That's
we'll see.
Absolutely.
See
adapt.
adapt. And there will be some new ideas presented, but we've still got the basic things that we believe in and promote at this university that we're going to try to stick to.
Yes, and one of those key things we believe in here at Mizzou is belonging, and that's not going to go away, and that's another really important function and goal of the ombudsperson role is creating a sense of belonging, because when people feel heard, they feel like they belong.
I talked over the last, 16 minutes? We're 16 minutes into this, and I've talked about a number of roles you played now that you're the ombudsperson, but you were the faculty athletic representative, you were on this committee and this committee and this committee, and teaching in a classroom as well. It sounds to me like there were some lessons in time management while you were running track and cross country and going to school that have maybe stuck with you a little bit.
100%. I learned to be very efficient as a student athlete. I think especially as a student athlete in a major where I had lots of lab classes that were, you know, 4 hours long, it really was no time to waste, and taking advantage of really every available minute to do something productive.
Are you going to continue to teach in the classroom while you serve in this role?
I will not.
Okay.
So my appointment is 50% faculty athletics rep role, and in that role I report to the chancellor, president
okay.
chancellor, and then the other technically 49% is ombudsperson.
But you've had your chance to teach in a classroom.
Yes, and you know, should I discontinue one of these roles, I will go back to doing that.
I want you, whether it was a coach or a professor or somebody there at UW who kind of affected your life in a way that you would like to now pass on to the students and others who cross your path here at Mizzou.
So I think I would respond to that by saying it was my track and cross country coach who had that impact on me. He was a unique person. He had come from East Germany and had a kind of unique coaching style and a way of interacting with the student athletes. And it was very much, you really valued and cherished any attention that was given to you. So I do remember one time he had to be out of town for a big cross-country race because it was his father's birthday and he'd gone back to Germany. But he gave us all little notes before the race, to read before the race. And he, in my note, said, like, you can do it. And to have that message coming from him meant a lot to me. I still have that note in a binder.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And maybe you knew that and just needed to get reminded of it, or maybe it just kind of solidified that idea in your head. But
it was a way of, as a walk-on, right, who sort of paid my dues and worked my way up, of him saying, like, you belong here and you can go out and kick some butt.
That's fantastic. Pamela Bezina, our guest, she is the inaugural ombudsperson. We've talked about how the office works and the overall overarching goal of the office as it has been presented to you. Talk to me about personal goals. What do you really want to accomplish as the ombudsperson at the University of Missouri?
Oh, my goodness. I really want to be a resource for faculty that helps them feel like they have a place to go, where someone's going to listen to them, like hear their concerns and truly to hear. So when I was interviewing for the role, I talked about the difference between a cure and healing somebody. And I think our formal processes of addressing problems could be viewed as a cure, right? But there's a human element to struggles that people have, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the healing part. And that's the part that's really important to me. Of course, we want to solve the problem, but the human element is really important to me. So that's one important goal.
You've been in a place where you were involved and have been for some time and remain with intercollegiate athletics, and there's always interesting debate that goes on about the role of intercollegiate athletics when it comes to what is essentially a great big school, but is also, you know, a football team that people who don't know the first thing about organic chemistry, perhaps, but who can follow the Tigers clear across the state of Missouri.
Sure.
One of the former university professors that I talked to always talked about it as the front porch of the university. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting way to look at it. But at the same time, that's kind of what a lot of people see first when they think about Mizzou is the Tigers.
Sure. Absolutely. That's just the nature of intercollegiate sports, right? That our institutions are often known for and recognized for,
sure,
what they do athletically.
And a decision gets made at some point, are we going to be the University of Chicago or an Ivy League school,
right,
and downplay that, or are we going to lean into it, and if we're going to do it, let's do it great.
That's right. And it really is, I think, important to the health of the institution as a whole to have a strong athletics program for the very reason you said. People all across Missouri and beyond, right, can feel like they're part of it. And I think that really creates that sense of community.
And there are lessons that you talked about having learned from your participation with the Badgers, and now hundreds of student athletes here at the university are getting to learn those same lessons,
right,
difficult as they may
That's
be
right.
sometimes.
Yes, absolutely.
And you've been there through what we can generously say has been a dynamic time for athletics here at the University of Missouri.
Incredibly.
My word. So the stories we can tell about just the few. It's what year did we join SEC? I'm trying to remember. It was right around 2012, somewhere.
I would say 12,
somewhere
but
I
should know that.
In that ballpark, yeah, and I don't remember off the top of my head either. And then 2015 and the protests and everything that happened, mm-hmm, with the football team. There have been some really remarkable things happen with,
yes,
athletics here that you've, yes, had to gotten to be a part of with your time here as well.
Yes,
so.
Yep.
Well, you've got a lot to do and a lot to look forward to. We appreciate getting the chance to meet with you, talk with you, find out a little bit more about you and about this position. Again, the new University of Missouri Ombudsperson and also Faculty Athletics Representative, Dr. Pamela Brezina. What a pleasure it's been to talk to you. Thanks for your time today.
Likewise, Darren. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.